Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life because I know that life is difficult and it has many challenges. And we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I am here to help you do that. Today I want to talk about how to recover after experiencing a trauma. Life is very difficult, and sometimes that difficulty goes to the extreme. We experience events that are not just difficult, but traumatic. Sometimes even life-altering traumas. And when these things happen, they can be utterly devastating. But there are strategies that can help in the healing process. Now, there's no way to instantly make things better. There is no magic formula for making something better or to quickly heal after a traumatic event. But healing is possible. And if we have the right strategies, we can help that process along. So I'm going to give you 5 strategies that can help you. And again, there's no magic formula. It's not going to be instant, but these strategies will help you in a time of trauma and after that to work through that to a better place of life. And the first strategy is to take time. As I've already said, there is no magic formula. It will not be instant, but time is a healer. Things take time to heal. If you have an injury to your body, you know that's going to take some time to heal. If you break an arm, you break a leg, you have a cut on your skin, those things heal, but they take time to heal. Our emotional state is the same way. Time does help heal the wounds of life, but it takes time. One of the analogies that I often tell people is that it is a marathon, not a sprint. And very often when we're going through a trauma, everything in our bodies and in our minds will try to tell us we have to be in a hurry, that this is an emergency, that bad things are happening, traumatic, horrible things are happening, and our adrenaline kicks in and we want to do something. We get into this mindset sometimes that we have to do something right now to fix this. And we're just flooded with emotions and we want to just take off and fight this battle. And the reality is, in many circumstances, there's nothing that can be done. That's why it's traumatic. If a person has died, if we've lost a job, if something terrible has happened, there's nothing that can be done. There's no enemy to fight. We have to heal and find a way to move on with our life in a different way. And so our minds, our bodies will be flooded with these chemicals to fight the good fight. Everything in us will tell us we need to battle this, but the reality is we need to find a good pace and understand this is a marathon, not a sprint. There is healing. We can get to a better place, but we need to remind ourselves continually it will take time. The second strategy is to keep a proper perspective. When people go through a trauma, through a traumatic event, there is a tendency to talk in terms of extremes. People will say things like, "Oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm tough." Well, it's not fine. When we're going through a trauma, it is not fine. We are not fine. And to use that kind of language, to adopt that perspective of, "I'm fine, no problem," that's just not accurate. It is a problem. And going to an extreme to try to act like we are okay when we are not is not a particularly healthy place to be. The other extreme is also to be avoided. That extreme would say, "My life is over. I am never going to recover from this. My life is over." Well, life is not over. It can feel like it. On an emotional level, it can be devastating and it can feel like all is lost, but the reality is, life is not over. There is healing and there are ways to recover. And so we need to try as much as we can to avoid the extremes, both in our thinking and in our language. To think that it's okay, everything's fine, no problem, that's not accurate. Or to say, my life is over and everything is ruined, that's not accurate either. Okay, the real perspective is in between. This is a serious traumatic event that will alter life, but life is going to continue, and life can be good again when we get to a place of healing. And so try to keep that perspective in the middle and not go to the extremes of everything's okay or everything is lost. It really is in between those two, and keeping that perspective can help keep us in a healthier place. The third strategy is to accept help. Don't be stubborn. Don't be egotistical when we go through a tragedy. There are friends and family that want to help us. There are charities, there are churches that can help in times of tragedy. There is professional help, doctors, counselors that can help in a time of trauma. Don't let your ego stand in the way of getting the help that you need. It is perfectly reasonable to accept help in a traumatic time. We are simply not going to be able to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and just press on when we've been through a trauma. We might be able to do that temporarily. We might be able to do it for a short time, but then we're going to crash because traumatic events will weigh us down. It will drain us physically, mentally, and emotionally. And so accepting help, maybe that means financial help, maybe that means emotional support by talking with someone. Accepting someone's offer to go out and get a cup of coffee and just talk for a little while. These things can be really important. Whatever help we need to be willing to accept that. Don't be so egotistical or so stubborn or so prideful that we push away the help we need during a traumatic event. Be willing to accept the help. The fourth strategy is very related to the third strategy. Avoid receiving help for too long. Now, as I just said, we absolutely need help. And during a traumatic event, we need to accept the help from other people. Friends, family, churches, charity, professional help of some kind. We need to accept that. But there will come a time that we need to learn to stand on our own again. That we need to not perpetually accept help because there was a traumatic event a long time ago. There comes a time we need to work our way out of that and be healed enough, strong enough to stand on our own two feet once again. That's not going to be instantaneous. It will take a while, but we do need to work our way to that place. Sometimes it is easy when we've been through a terrible, traumatic event and we're receiving wonderful help from wonderful people to get used to that, and it's just easy to continue in that place, to allow people to continually help us because it feels so good to receive that help and it makes life so much easier. And for a little while, we absolutely need that. But there comes a time that even though it might be difficult, we need to move ourselves to a place that we slowly receive less and less help to the place that we are once again standing on our own feet. This is a process. Doesn't have to happen instantly. Doesn't have to go from receiving help to not receiving help immediately. It can be a process working towards that, but there needs to be sort of a finish line on the help we're receiving. We can wear out the people that are very willing to help us. We can exhaust them if we're not careful. Now, people do want to help, and so it doesn't have to be a short term. It can be a long term process, but eventually the goal is to not need that help anymore. And so we need to work towards that. Give it time. It takes time. As I said, it's a marathon, not a sprint, but eventually we get to the place that we don't need that help anymore. And we can even get to the place that we can be the one to help others. Because we've been through the tragedy, we've been through the trauma, we know what that's like, and we can even get to the place that we can help others. And that's a really, really valuable place to be. When we no longer need the help from others, but now we can be the helper, that's a really valuable place to be. The fifth strategy is to understand that life will not be the same, but it can be good. Once we've been through a trauma, we've been through some terrible tragedy, life will not be the same, but it can be good. One of the things that I often tell people is that some things in life leave a hole in our heart, but you can live a really good life with a hole in your heart. Again, let's think about this from a physical perspective. Imagine you went through some terrible physical trauma, like you lost your arm in an accident. That would be life-altering. Life would never be the same again. And yet, there are many, many people that live very productive lives after the loss of an arm. But it takes new skills, it takes time to learn, and it takes help. And so we have to learn how to use prosthetics. We have to learn new skills of receiving that medical help that we need. It takes a lot to get to a place where we can function on our own, but people do that. They can live a really good life after that accident of losing an arm. The same is true for emotional traumas. We go through something that really damages us emotionally. We're going to have those scars for the rest of our life. Life will never be the same, but life can be good. You can live really good life with those scars. It takes some time, it takes some new skills, it takes getting some help, but we can live a really good life with those scars. And the fact is, no one gets through life without scars. Everyone goes through some sort of difficulty and trauma that leaves us with scars in life. The trick is to learn to live a really good life with those scars. And so when we've been through a terrible trauma, when we've been through something horribly difficult, we need to take time to heal. It will not be an instant process, and we cannot rush through it. It will take time, and it's okay for it to take time. That's not a problem. We just need to understand it's a marathon, not a sprint. We need to keep a proper perspective. Don't go to extremes in our thinking or our language that I'm fine because we're not fine, or that life is over and completely ruined because life is not over and it is not ruined. A middle perspective of this is a horrible time, but I can heal from this, is a much better perspective. Accept help for as long as you need it, but slowly work your way to a place you don't need it, and even get to a place where you can be the one to help others. That's an amazing gift to be able to give back when people have helped you recover from a trauma, is to be able to help others who have been through a trauma once you are recovered. And finally, understand there is recovery. Life can be good again. It will not be the same, but it can be good. Thank you so much for listening. This is Life Strategies, and I want you to know that this program is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can also listen to this and other great color radio programming at radiocolor.cz. Or check out my website at markahicks.com. I am Dr. Mark A. Hicks. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.